This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this week, the fourth Sunday in Lent. This week contains a notable celebration, so-called Laetare Sunday. We'll pay homage to this with our introit for today. As always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Josef Rheinberger. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. We'll hear 4 of these today, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant, the gradual, which is sung after the first reading, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung during the distribution of the gifts to the congregation. 2 of these will be sung as motets, and the other 2 in traditional Gregorian chant. We will, however, rely on a full setting of the Mass Ordinary, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, by Josef Rheinberger, a 19th century composer born in Liechtenstein who spent his career in Germany. We'll get started today with our introit for Laetare Sunday, which is a celebratory moment in the midst of the penitential season of Lent, like Laudate Sunday during the penitential season of Advent. This introit is called Laetare Jerusalem from the book of Isaiah. Rejoice, O Jerusalem! Rejoicing for us in Gregorian chant will be Consortium Vocal from Oslo.
Thank you.
Before the introit for Laetare Sunday, Rejoice, O Jerusalem. Now we can begin our exploration of Herr Reinberger's Mass, the Missa Brevis. Here, the Kyrie and Gloria are sung for us by the Vancouver Cantata Singers.
Thank you.
Those were the Kyrie and Gloria of today's Mass by the German composer Joseph Rheinberger. Rheinberger had the good fortune to live in Bavaria his entire life. In addition to his work as a composer, he was famous as a teacher with Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari, Engelbert Humperdinck, Richard Strauss, and Wilhelm Furtwängler among his students. Next up in the order of the sung Mass is the gradual proper Laetatis Sum from Psalm 121. I rejoiced when it was said unto me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Antonio Vivaldi set this text to music. The performers here are the Taverner Players. We've heard the gradual Laetatis Sum by Vivaldi, and before we go on to the next bit of the Mass Ordinary, the Credo, here is a motet by our featured composer today, Joseph Rheinberger, Meditabitur, The Mouth of the Righteous Meditates Wisely. The singers of Rheinberger's motet are the group Gloriae Dei Cantoris, a 40-voice choir from Massachusetts. Thank you. We've heard the motet Meditabitur by Josef Rheinberger, which means we've reached the spiritual midpoint of our Mass, the Nicene Creed. Here, with the credo from Rheinberger's Missa Brevis, are the Vancouver Cantata Singers. That was the credo of today's Mass by Josef Rheinberger. And this leads us to the next part of our Mass proper, the offertory. This is a hymn of praise called Laudate Dominum, and our composer is one not often heard, Mateo de Dio Ilana, from 17th century Mexico. The singers are the Queen Six, an ensemble based in England's Windsor Castle. We've heard the offertory proper for this fourth week of Lent, Laudate Dominum, which brings us to the penultimate section of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus. We'll turn again to the Vancouver Cantata Singers and Rheinberger's Missa Brevis. That was a Sanctus from our Mass Ordinary for the fourth Sunday of Lent. And now we'll take a break from the Mass order for a motet on a very happy text by today's featured composer, Josef Rheinberger. Here is his Adoramus Te, We Adore Thee. The singers are another ensemble from Vancouver, the Elektra Women's Choir.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the motet Adoramus Te, sung by a women's group from Vancouver. And this brings us to the last part of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Here again are the Vancouver cantata singers with the music of Josef Rheinberger. That was the Agnus Dei of Josef Rheinberger's Missa Brevis. Before we close with the communion proper, here's a piece by Rheinberger in German. Wie lieblich sind deine Wohnungen. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord. Here the singers are the Kammerchor Stuttgart. We've heard how lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord. And now we finish our official Mass music with the communion proper, Jerusalem qui edificator, Jerusalem which is built as a city, from Psalm 121. The singers of this Gregorian chant are the Ensemble Officium from Portugal. That was the communion proper for the fourth week of Lent. And, fortunately for us, we have just enough time to squeeze in another lovely piece by Reinberger, his Ave Maria. Performers will be the Regensburg Cathedral Choir.
Thank you.
That was the Ave Maria of Josef Rheinberger, our featured composer in this all-German and Austrian month of March. And so we come to the end of today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Josef Rheinberger's Missa Brevis. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend when we'll celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent and the Feast of St. Joseph with a lovely Mass by Mozart. You can listen again to this program by visiting our website at moderndayradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose The Glory of the Mass 236. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a satisfying Sabbath afternoon and evening.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at moderndayradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.